Hey, wake up. I said wake up, goddammit. Hold still. Now, you're gonna do exactly what I tell you if you don't want to get hurt. Got it? Listen, asshole, you don't get to ask questions, alright? You see this knife? Yeah, exactly. You don't need to know who I am. You just need to know that I'm the one with the big-ass knife. Got it? Now, are you gonna do what I say? Don't you fucking scream. Don't say a word. Just nod your head. Okay. Good. Now, give me your right hand. Hold still while I tie it to your bed. Hey, what did I just fucking say? Look, I don't want to hurt you, but I swear to God I will. Just keep still. Alright. Got that hand down now. Now, give me the other one. Come on! There we go. Now, I want you to answer me calmly. That means no screaming and no bullshit, okay? Where's the diamonds? The diamonds? Come on, don't bullshit me here. You expect me to buy this? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Do I need to remind you that I have you tied to the bed, I'm on top of you, and I'm pressing a fucking knife against your throat? For Christ's sake, come on, just tell me where you're keeping the goddamn diamonds and I'll leave and you'll never see me again. Fuck. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna count to five. And if I say five and you haven't told me where the diamonds are, I'm gonna slit your fucking throat. One. Two. Come on, I'm not fucking around here. Three. Four. Oh, Jesus! You really aren't lying, are you? You have no idea what I'm fucking talking about. Well, shit. Hey, come on, calm down. Don't scream, okay? Here, look. I took the knife away from your throat. See? I'm not gonna kill you. Stop screaming. Oh, for fuck's sake. Let me just... Here. Christ! I didn't want to have to gag you, but you wouldn't stop screaming. You're lucky I have that extra glove in my pocket. Otherwise, I've had to, like, knock you out or something. Nah, just calm down. I'm not going to kill you. I believe you, alright? Shit. I can't believe I actually got the wrong fucking house. I should have guessed you weren't the guy. You wouldn't have left a window unlocked if you were. Well, sorry, I guess. Ugh. Hey. If I take that glove out your mouth, are you gonna start screaming at me again? No? You promise? Alright, just hold still for me. There. You okay? I didn't cut your neck or anything, right? Oh, Jesus, I really fucked this one up. Okay. Do you need anything? No, sorry. I'm not gonna untie you just yet. Not until I figure out a way to do that without risking you tackling me or something. I mean, I could just knock you out, but with the way my night's going, I'll probably hit you so hard you die or something. God. So I can't... Wait. Huh? No. No, I'm not gonna take my mask off. Are you serious? I just broke into your house and held a knife to your throat. I'd have to kill you if I did that. Wait, don't. Oh, for fuck's sake. Come on, stop screaming. Look, I'm not gonna take off my mask, so I'm not gonna kill you. I just said I would... Can you just... Oh my god, shut the fuck up, please. Here, ugh, fucking... Don't bite me. Ow. Ugh. Look, God, you know I didn't want to do that again, but you started screaming again when I told you to stop screaming and... Wait. Hold on. Are you serious right now? Let me just move my hips a little bit. Holy shit. Holy shit. You're getting hard right now. Oh my god. You have got to be fucking kidding me. You're seriously getting horny right now? Somebody just broke into your house. And they took a knife and... Okay, well, to be fair, I have been grinding my ass against your crotch this whole time I've been on top of you. And I guess I'm wearing a cat suit, which looks great. So this is at least partially my fault, but still, you really need to get your priorities straight. Now is not the time. Now I've got to think about that on top of everything else. You know, you're really making this whole thing difficult for me, right? It's not my fault I broke into the wrong house. Well, I don't know how it's not my fault, but I'll figure it out eventually. Jesus, could you stop throbbing? It's distracting. Do you always get this hard when you're scared? Oh, right. I put the glove in your mouth again. No, I'm not taking it out. What the fuck? Wait, you know, this actually gives me an idea about getting out of this whole situation. I mean, you are kind of cute. Actually, you look really cute all scared like that, I'm not gonna lie. You know what, fuck it. It's worth a shot. Can't exactly hurt anything now, can I? Hey, I don't know how to ask this, but... How tired do you usually get after you come? Shit, I keep forgetting about the gag. Okay, nod your head if you get tired after you come. Okay, do you, like, get super tired? Like, groggy? That wasn't really a nod or a shake. Okay, how about this? I'll make you come, and then I'll cut one of your hands free. Then I'll get the hell out of here while you're recovering, whatever. And by the time you've got enough energy to untie your other hand, I'll be long gone. Oh, I'm such a genius. I mean, that's a good idea, right? Like, I mean, are you cool with it? I already broke into your house and threatened to kill you, so I don't want to force you to do anything, you know? Jeez, you are nodding fast. Do you just want to get rid of me, or are you really that excited? I mean, judging by how hard your cock is getting, I'm gonna just take a guess. That's a little bit of both. Yeah. Now, I already took that blanket off you earlier, so I can just reach down to your underwear and... Shit, can you, like, lift your hips up or... No, okay, because I'm on top of you. I can't get off you because you might kick me or something. Wait. Oh, the knife. Now stay perfectly still. And... Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. Chill. I just cut your underwear off. See? Your dick is fine. I mean, wow. Wow. Your dick really is fine. Jesus, how did you manage to keep that hidden in that underwear? I knew I felt a bulge, but damn. Wow. I'm actually getting a little worked up myself, to be honest. Okay, I'm just going to take one of my gloves off, and I'm going to jerk you off, okay? Oh. You look disappointed. Did you think I was going to fuck you or something? Sorry, but then I might be too exhausted to get out of your house after we're done. I mean, this is some... pretty impressive equipment you got packing here. Look, my hands are super soft, okay? It's gonna feel real good, I promise. See, just feel this. Oh, there we go. I heard you moan even through that gag. Maybe it's not just my hands being soft. Maybe it's a fear heightening all your senses. Whatever, I'm just glad you're enjoying yourself. Your cock feels great throbbing in my hand though, hey? Yeah, let me just give it some lubrication. There we go. Oh, I bet that feels so fucking good. With how nimble my hands are, I know I give a mean fucking hand job. And that spit probably makes it even... Oh, shit. Oh, I just spit on you. Oh, I just left my DNA on your dick. Fuck. I mean, I was probably leaving fingerprints there regardless. Shit. Hey. Promise me you won't, like, I don't know, collect a sample or something after I leave. Wow, that sounded way grosser than I thought it would when I said it out loud. Oh, whatever. Promise me, right? Or I'll stop stroking and I'll just leave you here tied up or something. Come on, nod your head. Oh, all right, good. I guess I'm just gonna have to trust you on this. You know, your moaning is really cute. And I like how your eyes get all droopy too. You're pretty adorable. Kinda wish we'd met under different circumstances. I'd love to tie you up more than once. I wonder what would happen if I dragged a finger across you. Oh, that little squeak. Oh, Jesus. Oh, that is so fucking hot. Oh, I better not do that too much. I don't want you coming already. Oh, what's wrong? You want me to make you come quick? Oh, I'm sorry, but I need to make sure you come as high as you can so that you're too tired to chase after me, remember? We're gonna be here a little while, all right? Just try and enjoy it. I already know it's making you feel good. Here, I'll even start rubbing my thumb just over your head once in a while, see? I'm not such a bad person. I don't like stealing from random people. I mean, people like you don't have anything that's worth stealing, to be honest. Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. What I meant was, like, only super rich people have diamonds and, like, tons of cash, right? I'm sure you've got lots of stuff worth stealing if I looked hard enough. Oh, no, I mean, I'm not going to, I swear. I'm in already enough trouble as it is. Yeah, try to keep your hips still, all right? I don't want to fall off you. Feels that good, huh? Having my thumb glide over you while I squeeze every upstroke. You look so fucking hot. I always want to take the bottom of my suit off and start riding your face, but then I'd have to take that glove out your mouth, and I can't risk that. Sorry, cutie. Are you always this submissive, or is it just when masked intruders break into your house? Whatever, it works for me. Hey, what did I say about you moving your hips? Oh, come on, can't you just keep still? Actually, I have an idea here. Calm down, I'll start jerking you off again. Let me just adjust myself here. There we go. You know, I'm pretty flexible. I also took some wrestling classes. With my legs hooked around yours and my other arm holding your chest down, you can't squirm around so much. You're definitely not getting away from me. Although it is pretty cute when you get squirmy. I don't know why, but I just feel like I'm doing the right thing. Taking care of you or something. I mean, it's the least you deserve after getting your house broken into. Hey, you can moan as much as you want, by the way. It's really fucking hot. Oh, I love the noises you're making. Yeah, you like it like that? Just speeding up a little bit. Practically rolled back into your head there. Not to get too mushy or anything, but I really want to kiss you right now. Just shove my tongue down your throat and choke you with it. This isn't the first time I've dominated a guy, but I'm definitely having the most fun with you. Maybe it's just a combination of the excitement and me feeling bad for you. I don't know. But this just feels, I don't know, it feels right. Fuck, you're leaking so much. I wonder how long I could edge you for. You know, one time I read about this thing that said if I did it just right, I could stimulate a guy for like 3 hours or something without making him come. Oh, I'm not gonna do that to you, don't worry. I mean, I probably would if I had the time. Oh, you look so bummed out all of a sudden. You worried I'm actually gonna edge you for 3 hours? I promise I won't. Come on, don't look at me like that. Fuck. Hey, what if I started stroking your chest, huh? Would that make you feel better? Maybe I could tweak your nipples a little. Wait, are you ticklish? Oh, I figured. All right. I'll stick to just stroking your chest a little. Maybe scratch it. Does that feel better? Yeah, you like that. The way you try to lurch away from my legs right there, so fucking cute. You're completely under my mercy. There's no way you can get away. How does that feel, huh? How does it feel knowing that you're helpless? That some strange woman just came into your room, threatened you with a knife, and is now jerking you off? Feels good, doesn't it? You know what else feels good? Yeah, that's right. Coming feels really good, doesn't it? Coming, shooting that load all over your stomach. Letting me pull it all out of you. I bet you want to come, don't you? Why haven't you yet, huh? Are you waiting for me to give you permission? You're scared I'll get mad if you come before I say you can. Oh, it's okay. I won't get mad, cutie. No. You can come whenever you want. In fact, you can come now. That's right, yeah. Let it out. Oh, so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Oh, there's so much coming out. I can feel you spasming in my arms. Your cock pulsating as it shoots. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's so fucking hot. Oh, baby. You're making such a mess. I'm gonna have to make sure this suit goes right in the laundry when I get home. It's okay. All you have to do is keep coming. Let it all out. Oh, there we go. All done. make you tired. Damn. You look like you're about to fall asleep. Oh, I kind of don't want to let you go. I hope you're still okay. Here. I'm going to take that glove out your mouth, right? Okay? There. You okay? You don't need, like, a drink of water or anything, right? No? You promise? Okay, good. Well, I guess this is it. What was that? Thank you. Did you just thank me for... Oh my god, that's fucking adorable. Well, you're very welcome. Hey, listen, I really did mean what I said about wanting to tie you up more than once. You've been, like, really cool about this whole thing, and, well, this might be kind of unorthodox, but, hey, what's one more surprise for tonight, hey? How about I come back tomorrow, and if you leave your window open tomorrow night, I'll come in again, and we can have a little more fun. Next time I might use more than my hand. Does that sound okay to you? Alright, perfect. Hey, either way, take care of yourself, okay? You're pretty chill. I like that. Hey there, cutie. Thanks for letting me back in. Now, wait. Before we get started with anything, there's something I want to do first. So, how do I look without the mask?